Welcome to Brand New Information, a pop culture and political podcast. I'm Suzanne of My Kind of Sweet and The Sober Mom Life.
I'm Jay of First Ascent Podcast. Each week I'll teach my sister about politics.
And I'll teach my brother about pop culture. And, you know, we probably won't break the news.
But you can count on us to put it back together for you.
That's beautiful. What podcast is this? What's happening? Who are you?
You have your podcast voice. I just talked to you on the phone and you're like, you sound so different when you're on the phone as opposed to when you're on the podcast.
Am I like Austrian? You're like, when you're on the podcast. I'm like, Arnold? First of all, that's not true. Why are your teeth so white?
I have the Ross treatment.
You do. You're like very tan and your teeth are so white.
Well, no, they're not any whiter than they've been. It's just I'm tanner. So there's the contrast between the very tan skin and the very white teeth.
Yeah, it is very high contrast. I feel like we have to work on that. It's funny because we talk all the time, but I don't see you. And so now I'm like, what happened to your face?
I mean, time has not been good to you since we last recorded.
Time has not been kind. Whatever, my forehead doesn't move. Things are good. All is ship shape over here. Wait, Jay, why are we here with an episode of Brand New Information?
Because we have brand new information related to the royal family, and we're going to break it here on the podcast. That we know where Kate Middleton is.
Yeah. Kate, come on up. What are you doing?
Come on up.
Get your ass over here.
Come on down.
Well, the people have been asking for BNI to come back.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that people were asking for where Kate Middleton is.
That too. But I will say more people have been asking for brand new information to come back, obviously.
You got worse at podcasting in the time since we stopped.
Thank you. It is my job.
You are, like, no offense, but you're pretty bad at this.
None taken. It's just how I spend my time. All right. Where the F, where the bleep is Kate Middleton, Jay?
Well, and
Kate Gate.
My wife's name is Kate. And I spend so much time, like when I'm in the supermarket, I always lose Kate and she's not tall. So like, especially if it's like lower shelves, like I can't see her in the aisles. And so like I spend a lot of my time wondering, where is Kate?
Yeah, so this isn't new for you.
No, the where is Kate question is not new.
It's just your life.
I feel comfortable not knowing is what I'm saying.
Where your wife is?
In the supermarket. Like, no, because it's like I've spent so much time walking up and down. You know how you like in the supermarket, you walk down like the main, like the perpendicular aisle and you look down each aisle. Do you do that ever?
No. When I'm like nine and looking for mom, but when I'm at the supermarket, I'm not looking for anything other than the best deal I can get on Z bars for the kids. Like I'm not looking for your wife.
Hashtag SponCon.
Hashtag where's Kate?
So one of the most awkward social situations known to man or person is that you see somebody you know in like aisle one and you talk to them.
The worst. No, I don't talk to him.
Well, no, you talk to him because you're nice and you're like, hey, how's it going? How's your day and everything? And then like, you're like, bye, nice to see you. And then you see him in aisle two and aisle three.
And then you're like shopping
four.
Together.
Yeah, and then by the
and
end,
then you're like
I'm
making
like,
recipes together.
By like aisle five or six, I don't know them. I will not make eye contact. Like I do not see them.
Totally. But I feel like I have the solution to that is like you just act like you don't know them from the jump. Like you're just no eye contact. I'm not saying hi. I'm not there to small talk. I'm not dilly-dallying. I'm just like eye on the prize. Like I don't want to stop and have a conversation.
You don't notice them on – you don't say anything on aisle one, but then on like aisle six, you're like, hey.
I know. I'm like, oh my God. This is brand new information that you're in the supermarket with me. It's also like when somebody sneezes like six times. Then you're like, first one, you're like, bless you.
Well, do you want to tell the listeners what our family says instead of bless you or Gesundheit?
Fuck off. No, get your shit together.
That's what our family says when you sneeze. So
yeah,
that's,
our family,
that's what you're dealing
has
with.
Has never been a bless you family.
We've been a get your shit together family. Oh no, like saying nothing is worse. Somebody sneezes and then they look at you and you're like, are you going to say it? And you're like, I'm not saying anything.
No. Okay. It's a special day because BNI is back on your airwaves. We're like not doing fibro-nostalgia. We're not doing any of that. We don't have time. Jay, we don't have time to mess around with pleasantries and niceties.
What did we do for the first 7 minutes of the podcast? What do you call that? Oh, yeah. Hot shot.
Well, that definitely wasn't pleasant or nice. So I call that nonsense.
I think in the biz, we call it filler.
Oh, yeah, it's filler.
Basically,
I feel like we
what's
call
all
it
over
a
your face.
Filler? I have zero. My face is 0% filler. I have no filler. I have Botox. I don't have filler. Okay. Where's Kate, Jay? Jay, first of all, let's give an overview of like you wanted to come on. You were like, let's do brand new information so that you could talk about Aaron Rodgers running for vice president. And I was like, dude, no one cares about that. Like,
no, nobody cares.
No one cares.
I don't even want to talk about it anymore. I wanted to talk about it for like one day and now I'm over it.
Yeah, now you're over it. And then I was like, no, we need to talk about where's Kate. And you're like, what do you mean?
I didn't like, know. No, I didn't know about that. I didn't even know who she was.
You did know who she was.
Well, not really. I didn't know what she was like.
What she was like? Well, okay, hold on. If I said the name Kate Middleton like 3 days ago, you wouldn't know. Like, would you be able to put a face to the name? Would you know who that is?
Just in the context of Meghan Markle.
Okay, so the American is your way in.
Yeah.
You only know, okay, spoken like a true American.
I am a true American. These colors don't run. Freedom fries.
Wow. Freedom fries. Okay, well, and now you're all in. Like, you are the one sending me, like, posts and memes and nonsense
well,
about.
Well, I started watching The Crown. Kate? Again, like I watched the first couple seasons right when it came out and it was, I don't know, it was a little boring. And then did I start again on the fourth season? I was halfway through and then I started like the fourth season got good and now I'm in the fifth season. So like, I'm like totally up on royal news ending in 1996.
No, you're not up on royal news at all, actually. Yeah, you're still in the 90s, which is kind of where you should be.
I'm very current up to 1996.
Okay. Up to the year you graduated high school, you're very current.
I know what was going on in a really in-depth way up to 1996.
Okay, up to 96. Yeah, you didn't even know. And I said, you know, this all might be just so that we're not looking at King Charles and what's happening with his health since he was diagnosed with cancer. And to that, you responded, what? King Charles has cancer?
Well, let me tell you about Dodi Fayed. He had a really complicated relationship with his father.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
Wow. He did. Okay.
And that's did you rare. Know that they were the producers of Chariots of Fire? The Fayeds were?
No, I didn't.
And they won an Academy Award for that. And in fact, the acceptance speech, the director actually thanked Mohammed and Dodi Fayed.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, Jay, that's just riveting. That is brand new information from what year? Oh, spoiler alert. If you didn't know, Chariots of Fire won an Oscar. So in case you're still going to catch up on those Oscars, that's a spoiler.
Well, yeah, I've got Oscar news to 1987.
Okay. Yeah, good. You also were like, hey, did you know that this guy, this surgeon, was Diana's the love of her life?
They dated for 2 years, and he was just a regular surgeon. Like, he was a regular, like, slightly overweight guy.
Yeah. And what was his name?
Oh, I'd have to search it. But she was really into him. And he was like, why are you interested in me? Like, I'm a workaholic surgeon who's plain, basically. And she said, I've already had a prince, but I haven't had a frog. And he was like, okay, cool. Good enough. Checks out.
Yeah. He's like, okay, cool. Consider me the frog. And then he broke up with her.
I think he ghosted her. It might have been one of the first examples of ghosting.
Wow. 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 That's the deep cut.
I've gotten all of this from season 5 of The Crown.
Is that the most recent season?
No. There's another season. I'm not done with it yet. Oh my God. Diana's still there. She's still kicking.
Okay. Well, none of this is like, this isn't even, we don't even pretend to be like brand new information. We don't even and pretend like, to break
when
anything.
When did The Crown, when did season 5 of The Crown come out?
Well, let's look that up too, Jay. Let's just let me do your research for you. That's fine. Okay, season 5 came out on November 9th, 2022.
I mean, it's in the 2020s. I also learned about Martin Bashir.
Again, such old news. Like, I don't think you realize, this is what, like, with you and Mom, and, like, remember when Mom was all, like, into, like, oh, wow, Theranos. And we're like, Mom, that was literally, like, 2.5 years ago. That we were talking about it, right? This is how I feel about when you guys get into pop culture stuff that I was actually following like at the time.
Yeah, but you didn't know that Martin Bashir forged documents because that didn't come out until 2020. So that's new information.
I didn't know that.
That's also shown in the 5th season of The Crown.
Right. So it's like literally not new information.
It's not as old as the interview that he did with Diana.
Right. When she said that their marriage was crowded. Okay, Jay, let's talk Kate Gate. Let's just cut the bullshit already. Okay. Kate was last seen on Christmas Day. So all information that I'm getting about Kate Middleton and what's going on is from one of my favorite pop culture podcasts. And I've been listening to these sisters. Jay, it's a sister duo, much like our situation, but you're my brother.
Yeah, I am your brother.
So it's called Pop Apologists, and they're so funny, and how they talk about pop culture, I really relate to. And they have like blown up over this Kate Middleton thing. And so all of my like information comes from them and their podcast and their Instagram, mainly their podcast, because they do deeper dives, and they do have a source in the palace. You look bored already.
I'm like literally doodling.
Why? You wanted to talk about Kate Middleton.
Yeah, but then you went on and on about this podcast and blah, blah, blah. Like, just like get to the part where Jennifer okay. and Ben are
Jennifer
pretending
and
to
Ben
be
were spotted Kate Middleton in the farmer's
and
market.
William.
And they are not.
Well, but Twitter said that here's William and Kate at a farmer's market, and it was a picture I thought of Bennifer.
Yes.
Jaben.
Jaben.
That's a throwback. I thought it was Jaben, but it wasn't. It was Kate and William, allegedly.
Okay, but it wasn't. Jay gets all of his news from Twitter. Or X, which is, yeah, very useful. I get all of my news from Pop Apologists. Jay gets all his news from Twitter.
I heard that they're going to unveil her on the 31st for Easter.
That's not true.
It's like an Easter egg hunt. But like,
or it's like Jesus.
Like she's risen. Yeah, she hath like, risen.
She hath risen. Yeah, he is alive. Kate is alive. Okay. I don't know. I feel like I don't want to go in the whole backstory because if you're interested in this at all, then you know that we don't know where Kate Middleton is. She was last seen on Christmas Day. There were some ambulances coming into Sandringham.
Wait, who's Sandringham?
That's where they live. That's what it's called where they live. And then it was announced that she had planned abdominal surgery in January and she would not be back to her royal duties until Easter, like Jesus.
Royal duties.
Duties.
Hardest thing I've ever done.
Really sidestepped the duty. Oh, RIP. Okay, so it was probably what, like a week ago that people started being like, wait, all of this seems really sketchy. Where's Kate? She was removed from the Trooping the Color attendee list, and that's in June. So then that was weird. And so there are like so many conspiracy theories, tinfoil hats being like, she's dead or she's, you know.
She maybe did.
Yeah, maybe she did, maybe she didn't.
She maybe did.
So they run the gamut of where is Kate? And one of the things is like, okay, so maybe her abdominal surgery, maybe something happened. Maybe it went wrong. Maybe she's in a coma. Maybe this has something to do with Prince William's alleged affair with Lady Rose Hanbury. And maybe they had a love child and Kate had a mental breakdown. Maybe it has something to do with Thomas Kingston and his death.
Wait, who's Thomas Kingston?
Thomas Kingston is, you know, he's just like one of those. Who is he? I don't know. Okay, so he's the son-in-law of Queen Elizabeth's cousin. He died.
Son-in-law of Queen Elizabeth's cousin.
You know, they're all related in order to gross keep the bloodline pure. You. So he died from a traumatic head wound.
Like it inflicted on him by someone?
Well, the gun was found near his body, so it was ruled a suicide? Question mark, because there are some question marks. He had once dated Pippa, but you know, the royal world is like Pippa? Very small. Oh my God, Jay, you really are in 1996. Pippa is Kate's sister.
Kate is the Middleton. Queen of Yorkshire.
Wow, Kate is the Princess of Wales.
Right, same diff. So Pippa is the sister.
Yes. It's been like rumored that maybe, you know, Kate was close to him. He was apparently like a really stand-up guy. All of this news I'm getting from Papapologist. And then William showed up in the public eye with like bruises a couple of days later. I don't know. A lot of big question marks, okay? So, Jay, do you want to hear what Papapologists have to say?
What's the right answer here?
The right answer is yes.
I'm searching for an answer. It's not coming. I don't know. I did not study for this test. I did not read this chapter.
Okay. What does Twitter say about Kate Middleton and where she is?
Let me look right now. So we get the most breaking Twitter news. Kate Middleton has made me understand Trump voters because I genuinely believe the media is lying to us and I can't be convinced otherwise.
Okay, well, the media is lying to us, but that also doesn't mean that you have
to. That doesn't make sense.
No, that's not a straight line.
That's the first thing that came up, so it must be true.
Yeah. So the latest was that this video was released, right, of Kate and William, that's in big quotes, walking through a farmer's market, with Kate, who is supposedly recovering from an abdominal surgery, carrying the bag of groceries.
They look so happy.
Looking very bouncy and probably like 20 years younger and just very happy. Seen in athleisure, which, what? Have we ever seen this woman in athleisure before? Jay, do you know what athleisure is?
It's like Lululemon.
Yeah. Okay. So she was seen in athleisure. Now it's being reported, which everyone was like, no, that's not Kate. Like the consensus, public's consensus was no, nice try. The palace has duped us again because like, that's not it. Also, it's so hilarious that in the background, well, first of all, that you saw someone on Twitter say that it looked like the video was filmed from a potato.
That's a great way to describe it.
It's so good because like that is 1996. That's like pulling out your camcorder.
So there's a tweet from 1 hour ago. MSM, which I think means mainstream media, have overdone the conspiracy theorist accusations this time. if you see a person who is 10 years younger than THEN, the princess, the wrong height and with different cheekbones, you are apparently a terrible person. 9 out of 10 UK people are now labeled traitors! Exclamation point. Hashtag Kate Middleton.
Okay, this is why we don't get our news from X. But everyone is saying, no, that's just not her. Like, the face is different. It just doesn't look like her. So now Papapologist is saying it's been revealed that the woman in the video is a professional Kate lookalike named Gabrielle Monroe.
She doesn't even look that much like Kate.
Yeah, like from afar, right? Like, but no, she does not. And also people are talking about, like, Kate famously has like the same length of fingers.
Wait.
Like all of her fingers are the same length.
No, they're not.
And then like, in that wait. Other.
Back up. Wait, so like.
Kate Middleton.
All the same length? How does that even work?
I don't know. Let me see. Finger length. I don't know that that's why, like, that photo was off. Okay, well, actually, Jay.
I sent you a tweet.
They're not. Okay.
Play the tweet.
A photo of the Duchess today indicates that unusually three fingers on her right hand appear to be the same length. That's breaking from Daily Mail Online from 2018.
Okay.
But look at this picture. And so then the picture that the Mother's Day picture that they posted.
The bad Photoshop.
The fingers weren't the same length, but look at.
Oh, that's.
Why are they the same length?
Are we sure that's not Photoshopped itself? Like,
no. Here's the thing. We're not sure. This is the overall issue with all of it. In the age of like deep fakes and AI and everything that's troubling. We don't know anything that's real and that's not real. Like they could be making up everything. Like, do any of them exist? Do I exist? Jay, are you real?
Well, look at the tweet I sent you.
Okay. Kate and William were spotted again today.
Please leave her alone now.
It's so funny. It's literally not even trying to be Kate Middleton.
But it's William walking with a brunette woman.
Who's not at all Kate Middleton. Okay. So apparently that's a Kate lookalike. Yes. Like, obviously. Like, they think we're dumb or they just don't care. Here's where I go to pretty quickly. The palace could stop this immediately by having, like, Kate Middleton up there, like a 10-second Zoom, like, thank you for everybody's concern. I'm great. I'm good. Hold up a newspaper, proof of life. Like, we're good, okay? The fact that they haven't done that means they either, one, can't, or, two, she's not cooperating. Like, and sources, Papapologist sources, say that it's the latter, that she's not cooperating because it's kind of seeming, and this is all allegedly, that all of the conspiracy theories are pretty much on the right track. That Kate did find out when she was pregnant with Louis that William was having an affair with Lady Rose Hanbury. So she then said, like, Kate tried to kind of shun Rose, and she's like, Lady, she's got a title. And all of these people have titles, and I can't keep up with their titles because, I mean, our society is not like this, but there are so many titles. And like, so she's married to David something, 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 the 7th Marquess of Cholmondeley. Anyway, Sarah Rose Hanbury, Lady Rose Hanbury, pretty much has more power than Kate because she was born into aristocracy. Kate, you know, famously is like middle class Kate, and she wasn't. And so when Kate tried to get Rose like ostracized from their social circle, Rose kind of was like, no, that's not going to happen. And I'm going to blast it all over that actually our affair is not only still going on, but I had a child with Prince William. And so Kate found that out. That was like the ambulances going to Sandringham and I think that was December, early January. She had a mental breakdown. And also, she did have abdominal surgery that was stemming from allegedly her eating disorder, which I guess is like an open secret because she is very thin. And she's also devastated over the death of Thomas Kingston. So it's kind of like everything that everyone's been speculating about. That's what Pop Apologist is reporting that is allegedly going on, according to their source.
There's an article from Tag 24. Suzanne, I know that we use this as a news source all the time. Yeah. This is one of our most trusted news sources.
Primary.
Yeah. Posted at 1:27 p.m. Eastern Time, March 20th, 2024, which is like literally 20 minutes prior to now. And
okay.
Queen Elizabeth, photo taken weeks before her death, adds to Royal's image editing scandal. A picture agency has flagged a photo of Queen Elizabeth taken weeks before her death in August 2022 as digitally enhanced in the latest controversy surrounding the British royal family. Yeah, it's the picture of her with all the kids. And it's saying that that's been enhanced as well.
Right, that she probably wasn't ever with all of her great-grandchildren, like at the same time like that.
Yeah.
See, like nothing's real. Like what is real?
Yeah, like Prince George's shirt collar, like he doesn't have a shirt collar.
I know, it's also like, wouldn't you do it better?
Yeah, like I'm not offended that they're lying to us. I'm offended that they're just like, it's such a hack job.
So bad at it. Yeah, they're so bad at it. Or they just assume that we're stupid. And you know what,
I think they assume that you are.
As I grab my tinfoil hat, I'm not stupid because I know, I don't know. It just, I think it's all much darker. And you know, I read Harry's, you read Harry's book too, right?
Nope. Didn't read it. Was supposed to, but
you
didn't.
Did.
No, I was supposed to, but I didn't.
Was that one like I was supposed to read Mike Pence's book and didn't? That was like the worst. I got it like 7 minutes in.
It was like The Duty to Serve or something by Mike Pence.
Oh my God, it was so bad. It was so bad. And then you're like, no, keep going. It gets better.
It gets good.
It just kept getting worse. And I was bored as I was listening to his tale of the insurrection. And I'm like, if he can make an insurrection boring, this is an issue.
I mean, Mike Pence is a firecracker.
Yeah, he tries, but he fails.
He tries his best, doesn't he, Suzanne?
No, he does not try his best. He tries and it's his worst. And he sucks. Okay, I thought, no, Jay, you did listen to Harry's book.
I did not listen to Harry's book. I said that I did.
Oh, even that, Jay, is not real?
Nothing. What? LOL, nothing's real. I photoshopped a picture of me reading Harry's book.
Listening. You photoshopped an AirPod into your ear, but it wasn't even in there.
It wasn't even there. Yeah, I photoshopped a picture of me holding my phone with a book. The audiobook on my phone.
Oh,
I wasn't even holding a phone. I was holding a banana.
I was holding a banana. God, duped again. Okay, well, you did tell me. Play it back. You did tell me that you read that book. And you also said that you didn't like it and that you didn't like him. So you were like very strong on your stance against it.
I mean, this is a trick that I learned when I was getting my English degree, is like, it's so much easier just to say that you read it and didn't like it rather than to say that you didn't read it.
Yeah. It sounds like when Phoebe and Monica went to school. And
I
when
did
Rachel
read
went
the Matthew Perry book. And I did have some strong feelings too. About it.
Now I just don't believe you. See, you're like the boy who cried reading. I don't think you even know how to read.
Well, let me ask you this, hotshot. So they're editing their photos, but don't you edit every single photo that you post online? Like, I mean, the pictures of you online look so much different than the pictures of you in real life.
Said only like a brother could say.
I know what you look like. None of your followers do.
First of all, I do not edit like that.
You do edit like that. I've seen you. You taught me how to edit. You taught me. I learned it from watching you.
I use like a filter, a light filter. I don't edit myself into photos with my children.
It's like Elizabeth Taylor in White Diamonds.
Yeah, White Diamonds. I edit myself behind a shower curtain.
You smear Vaseline that's on fine. The lens.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't know. I think William is like way worse and way darker than I think he's so much like his father. I think that, yeah, like his whole persona is PR, right? Because it has to be like they will do anything to protect the crown. And the problem is like this is a really, really bad thing for the royal family. They need the British people to, first of all, like them and trust them and be on their side. And if they lose the trust and the support of the British people, then they might not exist. Like, why would they matter? They need them to be relevant. So this is not good.
Remember how I said that I didn't like Prince Charles?
Yeah.
But that was in season 4, and the actor playing Prince Charles like played him like super hunched over and like kind of, I don't know, like weaselly almost.
So you didn't like him because of his poor posture?
Well, I mean, it didn't help. Like, posture's a thing, you know, like you want to have a good posture. And it just sort of added to this sort of weaselly feeling about, you know, Prince Charles. But then the actor in season 5 that plays Prince Charles is McNulty from The Wire. And I like McNulty from The Wire, so therefore I like Prince Charles now.
Oh, no. You're so easily swayed.
Oh, and he does God. A good but job playing him. And McNulty is like such a good character, / Prince Charles.
That's not him, Jay. You can like the actor, but like Prince Charles is pretty awful.
I mean, how would you feel, Suzanne, if you were like the heir to the throne and the person standing in your way like lived forever and you're just like...
My mom? Wait. If it's my mom, I would feel okay about it.
But he was born to be king and he's just...
She was born to be queen.
Yeah, but he just has to wait forever. Like he waits. How old is he when he rises to king?
We did an episode on it. When you, may I remind you, weren't interested. When I was like on queen watch, just waiting until she passes. And I
Panda
was.
Panda watch.
Panda watch. And I was like so, you know, very excited about this turn of the monarchy and all of the things. And you could not be more uninterested.
I could not be bothered.
You could not be bothered. And so, yeah, you just do your research now and you see how old he was. But the thing is that also that they're saying that he like has a year to live. Pop apologist, allegedly.
It must be hard because like that's his birthright. That's what he was literally born to do that. And gross. Why is that gross?
Because it's all like just like, that's based his on only the purpose. Family
that's his purpose.
I'm born into. I was born to rule over you. Like my
I
blood.
I do feel like I was born that way.
Well, I am the spare.
You
it's kind of cool being the spare. I like it. I like it.
I understand how much of a struggle it was for McNulty to wait that long to become king.
McNulty. It sounds like the character from Saturday Night Live, like MacGruber. It sounds like MacGruber. And so that's the only thing I can think of.
I mean, have you not seen The Wire? The Wire is the best TV show ever.
I don't think it is. Remember when we went through and like rated, like we read all the ratings? We've talked about so much on here that is like really not even important.
that's very much our brand.
Remember our holiday gift guide?
How could I forget the holiday gift guide? I'm putting together a new summer holiday gift guide.
Summer holiday gift guide? Who gets a summer gift? Happy holiday summer.
This is a Christmas in July gift guide. So the,
it's the
all
gift
the gifts,
that keeps on gifting.
All the gifts that you can get gift at gift. Your summer holidays.
It's all the gifts that you can gift at your summer holiday.
Exactly.
Oh, I don't know, Jay. I don't know.
We don't know where Kate is. Everything's speculation.
We didn't find her. It's all for entertainment.
This podcast that you listen to claims to have information, but like you've read that information to me and it's been like not really information. Like we have confirmed reports that today it was 65 degrees in London. Fahrenheit.
Was it?
And like, just like wake me up when they find her. That's what I'm saying.
What if they don't? And then you said that she had a statement or something. You were like, they released a statement. And I'm like, no, Jay.
They did. They released a statement saying she'd come out on Easter.
Oh, yeah. She'll rise. But and once again,
I'm realizing that rise. That may have been misinformation.
I'm realizing now that when you look at me like that, that's misinformation.
Or malinformation, information that's true, but that's inconvenient.
You're inconvenient.
No, I'm true too.
Yep. Okay, well, we tried. We gave it our best shot.
I think that we should come on when they find her. It's like, okay. Where did you leave her last?
Yeah. And it's like, well, of course, that's where you found her. That was the last place you looked. Like, did you keep looking after you found her?
Yeah.
No.
It's always the last place. Of course, it's always the last place you look. Because why would you keep looking?
Yeah. After you find her.
Babies are like dogs. Only they progress beyond dogs.
And once you're depressed, you're always depressed. Well, and if it's dangerous.
You didn't say it right. You didn't say it right. Once you're depressed, you're always depressed.
Yeah. Once you're depressed, you're always depressed. If it's dangerous, go fast. Those are all just gems.
Just like
from
helicopters in the desert.
Like, no one.
Uses that. And I thought people did. And I've used it. And people are like, what are you talking about?
Because the problem with that statement is I feel like everyone would know that you can't, like, no one tries to bring a helicopter into a desert. Helicopter. A helicopter into a desert. Like, no one does that.
Well, that was the thing it was the hostages in Iran when they were trying to save the hostages and the helicopters crashed because of all the sand in the desert. And
they haven't done that since.
Well, it's like she says it to mean like it's a good idea if it works, but it's a bad idea if it doesn't. So that's what it's supposed to mean, but nobody knows that. Nobody uses that.
Nobody does.
No.
No. Nobody. No. It's not a thing. Okay. Well, I'm going to go look for Kate now.
I mean, have you looked in like the dairy aisle?
What if she's just like in the aisles? We just keep going down the wrong aisle.
I swear that when I'm walking back and forth in the supermarket, like I've looked in every aisle. Like there's like an object permanence thing. Like somebody is somewhere. Like you can't just disappear. Like you have to be somewhere. Matter is neither created nor destroyed. Like there.
But it's a moving object.
That's right. My wife in the supermarket is a moving
object. Yes, this is the thing that you're overlooking.
How fast does she move, though? Yeah. Seriously. Like, I'm moving fast when I'm going up and down the aisles. Like, I'm not running because, like, that would be weird, but I'm not running.
You know what you could do? You could take, remember those bread things? Those plastic things that we used to shoot on. Remember those bread tags?
Remember
they're like orange plastic, like, tags like to like,
and you had to break one side off.
You had to break one side off, and Jay and I would like put it in our middle finger and then like flick it, and it would go flying. And if one of those hit that could like slice a cornea. Like that was so fast. And
distance. You could go to like 100 feet.
No, and so fast. We would just be like flicking it and like trying to like hit stuff. Like it was so fun. Oh, the 90s.
So wait, so here's what you do. You get one of those bread things, and then you told us what the bread things were. Like, how do I find Kate?
I guess you just try to hit her with the bread thing.
If I could see her, I found her.
I know. Well, it fell apart. I just wanted to talk about the bread things.
this whole thing, this was all just this lead in to you talking about the bread things at Pick and Save.
At Darrow's.
Darrow's. Piggly Wiggly.
Aww. Okay.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have on this, this 6 month episode of Brand New Information.
We're the podcast that comes every 6 months into your podcast feed. No, we'll be back. We don't know when, but we'll be back.
Thanks for sticking with us.
Okay. Love Moo.
Love Moo. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Brand New Information. If you liked what you heard, you can like, subscribe, share, print out copies to give to your family. If you don't like it, just try us again next week, because we're trying to get better. We're always trying to get better.
Okay, but also rate it 5 stars.
Is 5 stars the max?
I don't know. Okay, rate it 6 stars.
6 stars.
Yeah.
You can follow us on Twitter at brandnewinfopod.twitter.com.
Oh, good job. And on Instagram at brandnewinformationpod.
Thanks a lot. See you next week.